Phoneboy Speaks episode 216. No more wires. At some point, all of the wires that that provide landline service in the United States and probably the countries around the world, at some point, those lines are going to have to be replaced. And in a lot of cases, consumers are making the choice to not even use those wires and just go wireless. The plans are cheaper. They're a bit more flexible, and I made that transition myself. I went from a CenturyLink landline, which was costing me more than $60 a month, to a Verizon service that runs on a little box that talks to the cell phone network, and you know it's got a battery backup in it for when the power goes out, and it's got a GPS so 911 knows where I'm at. And for less than $30 a month after all the taxes and everything, I have a landline. Now, there are people that also want the ability to use international calling cards, receive collect calls, and there's some other features I guess you can do on landlines that you can't. And actually, I consider the fact that you can't receive collect calls a feature. I can't think of a reason I would want to receive a collect call from anybody. And international calls, I don't call that many people internationally, and if I do, long distance in general has just gotten so cheap that those are anachronisms of a time that I'm sure they still happen, but it just seems like it's such a foreign concept that I would like to be able to use it. If I make an international call, I wouldn't want to do it on my cell phone necessarily, because I'm sure that's going to cost too much. It seems like there are other ways around that problem. But these are issues for people, right? It's like, okay, I have a phone that I know works a certain way. And as we transition to a different technology, what does that look like, right? Verizon and all the landline companies are starting to ask this question, right? It's like, how do we transition from a system that's existed for at least 100 years, where the social contract was that we provided universal service? And we can, I think that can be done with wireless. I mean, it's just a transport mechanism. Whether it's wired or wireless, to me, really doesn't matter. The question is, how do we get the services to work the same way? Maybe another question is, do they need to work the same way? I mean, I want to be able to dial a phone number. I want to be able to receive calls. The fact that 900 numbers and 976 numbers and some of those other numbers don't work, that's a feature, right? I mean, I don't need my kids running up my phone bill. I can't think of a situation where I'd want to receive a collect call. International calling cards, I mean, there's plenty of ways around that situation. So for me, in 911. So for me, the wireless service is equivalent, and I'm not, it's equivalent enough, right? That it works, and as I say, it's half the cost, and certainly it's easier for a company like Verizon to maintain a few cell phone towers rather than to maintain thousands of miles of wire strung between some central office and people's houses. I mean, because that's basically what landlines are, right? There's a network of wires going everywhere that take the service, there's power on those lines too. So I mean, there's a substantial cost in maintaining a landline network, no question. Plus all, and if you've got DSL or something, then yeah, that's even more equipment. So, and people are essentially abandoning this infrastructure, and so. I'd say in the U.S. I know. I mean, there's a lot of people that have cut the phone cord and are you using wireless or using VoIP or some combination of the two. So, I think at some point, yes, we're going to have this conversation. We need to have this conversation. It's already starting, right? I mean, Verizon has already asked the question of the regulatory authorities in New York. They're saying, look, I mean, there's these areas that have been damaged by Hurricane Sandy that it's actually really expensive to relay all this copper that got thrown out. So why do we have to do that? Why can't we just do a wireless service? And of course, people are complaining about it. And this was in the news, I think, last month, but it came to mind as I was as I was talking to somebody this evening, and that was, this whole concept of wired landlines just kind of it's going to die, right? But people are going to resist change. They always do. And yes, we have to make sure that we provide, the same level of service. And wireless is, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't say wireless is just a transport. So, whether it is, if they can, there's no reason they can't do it. It's just an issue of when we do it, how we do it. And, at what point do we just say, okay, we're done with that. But, the wires are still useful for DSL and stuff, right? I mean, because let's face it, the DSL is going to be cheaper than, Verizon LTE. Is certainly not going to have you're going to be capped at 5 gigs on your Verizon stuff, and you're going to have to pay by the gigabyte at that point after that. Whereas your DSL or, cable modems, they have much higher caps and they're much cheaper. So, I think at some point that we are going to have to address this issue of what to do about all the wires, and the companies are just going to say, hey, look, we can't afford all these wires, and maintaining them is expensive, and people are leaving the service, so why should we have to maintain this network? And I think it's a fair point, but the question is, how do we make that transition, and can we still provide the same level of service that we've done for the last 100 years or so?
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.